Let's take you to the story now. ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule briefing the media on the outcomes of the NEC meeting and the party's Lekgotla this past weekend. With the bombs being dropped at the State Capture Commission by Bosasa over alleged corruption, many were keen to hear what the governing party would say about this, particularly the allegations of bribes received by Environmental Affairs Minister Nomvula Mokonyane, allegedly. So EWN's Thando Kobeka was at the briefing for us and joins us now. Thando, hi there. Did the NEC respond to Angelo Agritsi's allegations?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Yes, they did. The ANC says that the commission must be allowed to complete its work. It said that those implicated must be allowed, Joanne, to provide their versions of events. As we know that the latest, it was Minister Nomvula Mokonyane who's been implicated. And the party says it's important to make a distinction that people who are implicated are that implicated, and says the party is avoiding to run a commentary on each and every testimony that comes from the State Capture Inquiry that is made by every witness. It says the testimonies are not cross-examined, and the testimonies which are it says the testimonies are also not collaborated, Joanne. It says that it takes the allegations as gospel truth. The party also said that it doesn't want to prejudge the outcome of the Zondo Commission. It also says it doesn't want to, if it does do that, it will then be undermining the legitimacy of the inquiry. It says the judge must be allowed to do his work. In fact, the entire commission must be allowed to complete its work, and then after that, the judge should make a recommendation and a finding, and the ANC can't, on the basis currently made by one witness, and now find someone guilty, Joanne. So that's basically what they've said regarding Agritsi's revelation.
Right. I understand the problems facing Eskom also came up. What was said about that, Thando?
Yeah, that's right. They did speak about Eskom, saying that there is a plan that is being implemented, that is being constructed by the ANC in order to intervene at Eskom. And of course, they will be speaking with the different trade unions that are involved to ensure that a plan, they come up with a plan that will ensure that jobs are not lost, that the employment of South Africans who are employed at Eskom, when that plan is implicated, that the jobs are safe at the utility, Jan.
All right. What did Lindiwe Zulu have to say about the latest developments in Zimbabwe, Thando?
Yeah, that's right. So Lindiwe Zulu spoke about Zimbabwe and how the ANC is concerned about the latest developments there. She says that the ANC obviously is in talks with the Zimbabwean government, and they're working to see what package can be developed to see how best to intervene in that country. They're saying that if Zimbabwe is not doing well, of course, that affects the South African economy. There are businesses that are in Zimbabwe, and of course, they are concerned about that. They're saying the ANC will continue to monitor the situation in that country, and they are in close talks, especially with the ZANU-PF party.
All right. Here at home, I see they're reminding young people to register for the elections.
That's right. Actually, this weekend marks the final registration for the IEC. They have called on South Africans to use this weekend, Joanne, to go out and register for the upcoming elections. They've called especially the youth, first-time voters, 18 to 19, to use this opportunity to go register. And, of course, those who have and are eligible to vote, they have reminded them of what the ANC has done and achieved, and, of course, using this moment to call on them to vote for the party, Joanne.
All right. Thank you very much for wrapping that for us. Thando Kobeka, our EWN reporter.